Saturday morning on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. It is time for Edward King to join us once again from Alliance Career Training Solutions, that is. I've been saying it for a couple of years. I ought to be able to get it right every time. Good morning, Edward.
Mark, good morning. Well, it's Saturday. So
yeah, there
you
go. And by the way, today we're going to be over at the Monterey Wine Festival at the Conference Center. Yeah. And we'll be broadcasting live beginning at 11 o'clock this morning, which is about maybe 30 minutes or so from now. Edward, on Tuesday, we'd started talking about why quiet time is so important for businesses and business leaders. Yep. And there were a few more thoughts you had about that.
Right. Well, you know, I want to start back on about asking this question. As business owners, executives, leaders, and so on, and management, do you feel that you spend most of your time overwhelmed? You know, it's that tired, buried in the day to-day routine, which actually what happens is you're so engulfed in today that you don't see where tomorrow is.
Right.
You don't see where your business is going. And so when you're buried, you don't solve problems as well as you could, and you don't lead people as well as you should, and you're not a good example for your staff. Because I heard this statement that said that you, the executive, the president, and so forth, is like the weather vane. So everybody looks at you to see what the weather's like. And if you're down in the dumps, then everybody's going to be down in the dumps, and you really can't let that go, because great leaders maintain a habit of leading, but they have to lead because of where their head is and what they do to invest in themselves. You'll know, and this is very absolutely true, that wealthy people, successful people, spend most of their time not watching TV and not eating junk food. They spend most of their time reading. They most spend most of their time with healthy pursuits, because they know that their body and their mind is literally like their car or their truck. It's the vehicle that they are in to move forward.
Right.
And so we were talking about on Tuesday was for your executives and owners to take time every day. It's almost like meditation, but to take time and let the mind clear out. And so meditation does help. Focusing does help, but it has to be a habit, and it has to be done each day. And I know for myself and many others, what we've learned to do is go to bed early, regular time, get up early, regular time, and spend some time at the beginning of each day to just kind of get within yourself. And then from there, surprisingly, after I've spent that 20 minutes or so, all of a sudden, ideas and solutions start popping in my head, and I literally write them down, and then I bring them to, like, example, our weekly staff meeting. So that's what I'm encouraging, and that's what we talked about on Tuesday. And it's really about rising above all the noise. And there's a little saying I want to close before we move on to our next topic, which is, remember, knowledge leads to understanding. Understanding leads to wisdom. And you need a free time to think is vital, because you need clarity. And that's where I'd like to end up with.
Okay.
Is to encourage people to look for clarity in their life.
And there's just one thing is, a lot of times when you try to multitask, you can't do it. For example, you can't drive to work, take that long, like let's say you have a 30-minute or so drive to work in the morning.
Yeah.
You can't take that to do that creative thinking, because you need to concentrate on the driving. And so you won't really accomplish what you need to. The idea of the way you do it, sitting on that bench in your yard and just doing nothing else. You got your tea with you, your coffee, whatever it happens to be. That's where you are able to really kind of unclutter.
And absolutely.
So you have to give yourself, I'm trying to say, is you got to give yourself the time to do it right.
That's right. That's right. Just like we were talking about, you know, successful people, wealthy people, they read a lot because they're looking for solutions, and they need to feed their brain, their mind, and their heart, and their spirit. So so there's good. You know, another topic that I've always wanted to talk about was this one. It says, do you have weekly staff meetings? You know, it's a really interesting situation, because so many people have dug themselves into having staff meetings that really produce nothing. They use up time and don't really create solutions. But on the other hand, there are many businesses that have successful weekly meetings. And so the questions that come to mind, number one is, do you even have a weekly staff meeting? Number two is, who's included in these meetings? And how are these meetings, you know, set up? Like, we have a meeting where we have all of the key players that get together every Monday afternoon, and we we have a program, we have a plan, we have a strategy. We review last week's, we talk about what we're going to do this week. So we have a strategy. When I've worked for other organizations, whether it was HP or what, you know, they had departmental level meetings, and then they had strategy meetings above that and so on and so forth. So we can get bogged down in meetings, but at the same time, meetings are important. So when you're thinking about strategy of having staff meetings, the first question that I want you to ask yourself is who should be included? Second thing, as a structure, you should have your meetings on the same day and at the same time, and it should only last a certain period of time. Now, the EOS system and this book called Traction really lays it out, and their meetings that they're structuring are mostly for your key executives, that stratus, but it's a 90-minute meeting, and they have a very good program associated with that, but not all departments should be at 90 minutes. Another suggestion, 30 minutes, 15 minutes daily, maybe, depending on the organization. If you're a big sales organization, maybe a 15 minute every day so that you have a good structure in terms of, you know, turning those prospects into clients and so on and so forth. And another way you can do those kind of meetings is do it standing up. So people aren't, you know, kind of lax and they're not getting into, I'm going to have my tea and coffee and chit chat, but get straight down to it. So you definitely want to limit the time and limit the scope of the meeting. You have a format for your meeting. And it's not just an agenda. I think agenda is kind of old world. The agendas don't really prompt you for an effective method for step-by-step for your meetings. Another question that I want to ask is, how do you start your meeting? You know, one suggestion in terms of starting your meeting would be to start with good news, which it gets everybody kind of engaged and everybody attentive. And that good news doesn't have to only be, oh, we had a great sale. Good news could be, you know, my wife had a child or a new baby or, you know, or my son graduated from high school or something like that. But anyway, share that because that's team building. So after that, you're going to have to discuss progress. You're going to have to discuss issues. And when you're discussing issues, this is my suggestion. First, you need to make sure everybody's on board. So you want to identify your issues. And first, go and identify all the issues, meaning it's not just come up with one and talk about it. So come up with five or whatever the number of issues that you have. And then you want to prioritize those issues and tackle the top three most important ones in the meeting. So that's going to go into discussing those three issues one at a time, taking as much time as necessary, which the discussions should lead to how to solve the issues.
Okay.
So just don't end up leaving it empty like that.
Yeah. And you're talking about, you know, length of meeting. I don't know what the optimum length is, but I know that the meeting shouldn't be like 90 minutes long. It shouldn't be super long because, well, I'll give you an example. Years ago, we used to have these staff meetings. When we had a much larger staff, we'd actually have a department head meeting on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was at 9 o'clock. And we would get in there and be out by 9:45. Mm-hmm. And you could get a lot of stuff done, right? And you could move on some of those action items from the meeting. Then they said, well, we're going to move the meeting to 10 o'clock because one of the program directors, you know, does the morning show and he wants to go out and have breakfast before because he hasn't eaten. So he wants to have breakfast before the meeting. So we'll have the meeting at 10 o'clock. The meeting started to get longer and longer. So here's the thing is if you're waiting, you know, you're waiting for the 10 o'clock meeting. You don't start any big project at 9 a.m. because you're going to have to bust it off at 10 o'clock to go to the meeting. Then you go to the meeting, and the manager is late because she's been on a conference call, right? And by the time the manager gets in there for the meeting, they get the meeting started, and they go around the room, and everybody blabs. By the time you get out of the meeting, it's 11:30, 11:45, and everybody goes to lunch. And they come back after lunch, and there's maybe 3 hours, 4 hours left of the day, and nothing
gets done. They blew the whole day off.
The entire day was blown, and it was the biggest waste of time. And you got to the point where, like, you know, I'm looking at all the stuff I have to do during the day, and I'm just writing off Mondays. I'm like, you know, this is just, you know, God, you dread going to the meeting because you wonder who's going to hijack the meeting and for how long.
Well, that's when you don't have the moderator leading the meeting.
Correct.
You know, a very stringent schedule within the scope of the meeting. And it's true. But I would agree that 90 is too long for most meetings. But, you know, when you're looking at the executive C-level and other areas like that, strategically, those 90 minutes could be a very valuable amount of time that you spend. And it could be once a month. So you want to discuss the issues, discuss them and solve them. How much time do we have left?
We have
today?
About a minute and a half.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, in addition to this identifying issues, is that you want to create this to-do list with accountability. And the accountability is who is going to get it done, when is it going to get done. And then next week when you have the follow-up meeting, which you have every week, as in my case, is you review last week's to-do list, because it's the part of the accountability that is critical. And my last little bit is that when you get to the end of the meeting, and this is the EOS program in that book, Traction, is you want to rate your meeting. And 10 is a high, 1 is a low. And at the end, everybody has that opportunity to speak up. This was a good meeting. It was a 10. It was an 8. Or it was a 2. And that, what that does is brings everybody into the right mindset of being a productive meeting, focused meeting, and something that you can build on week to week to week. Critical.
All right. Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions has been our guest today, and he'll be back with us in about 3 hours at the Monterey Conference Center for the Wine Festival with a special guest on the Business Sense Radio Show.
I think so. And, you know, how can you go wrong being surrounded by great wine?
There you go. All right. Very good. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions, alliancetrains.com on the web, and the telephone number.
It's 755-8200, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.